This is Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. In today's program, we head to a primary school nestled within the Red Hills community. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. Winners, outstanding achievers, promising leaders. These are but few words to describe students at St. Richard's Primary School. Their motto, excellence or goal. Situated at 123 Red Hills Road, St. Richard's Primary School has been a beacon of excellence. The school boasts a vibrant history dating back to the late 19th century.
This school started out as a little place. The parcel of land was donated by Countess Baroness von Kettelhold way back in the 1880s. And then started out with a few children. And over the years, it has grown.
Yet, its early days were not without challenges.
It has encountered many setbacks. At one stage, they were planning on closing it because the number of children that were attending was just not enough to keep its doors open.
I'm Ajean Cummings, a grade 5 teacher at St. Richard's Primary. That was several hundred years ago. Fast forward to 2014, and where are they now?
We are winners of TBJ's Junior School Challenge Quiz 2014.
After several attempts at the finals, the school finally copped the prize in 2014, and overall it has remained highly competitive in academics. So what's the formula for this and other impressive successes? The school's recently appointed principal, Maureen Wong, tells us.
We have a group of dedicated and committed teachers who work assiduously to ensure that the students have gotten the very best in terms of academic excellence. And we have a group of cooperative parents who work with us, and we have a very supportive board who ensure that we have everything that we need.
Mrs. Wong and her staff speak highly of their students, boasting on the values which they have instilled and which the children are apt to display.
We understand that we are not only educators here, but the moral values, we pass them on to our students. Trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, and fairness.
And what of their tradition of excellence? Let's hear from grade 6 teacher Sharon Campbell.
Over the years, we have achieved a lot of greatness. We have been involved in the Butter Kiss Math competition. And over the years, St. Richard has taken home that trophy. There's also an annual debate sponsored by Grace. And the schools that are selected for this debate have to do well in GSAT. And since its inception, St. Richard has been a part of this debate. We have entered every year. We have done exceptionally well.
An impressive track record indeed.
Education is very important to a country to, you know, bring leadership to the country and also to educate the future generation.
I feel that education is a key to success, and without it, we wouldn't have most of the country being built up.
Education is very important so that when we grow up, we can be what we want to be in the future.
I think that education is a must for all children, and as we learned in class, humans are the most important resource because without their knowledge, skills and understanding, the country cannot be developed.
2014 Junior Schools Challenge Quiz Championship Team Matthew Sinclair, Brittany Wright, Siani Monroe and Robert Neal telling us about the important role of education in nation building.
My journey with St. Richard's Primary has only just begun, and already I am seeing a lot of improvement as I work in collaboration with the stakeholders, and we intend to take it much further so that this will be the number one school in Jamaica.
Principal of St. Richard's Primary, Maureen Wong. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. I am Kadisha Watkiss with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise. Until next time, remember, students today are future leaders tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.